On the line with us, John Simonson, president of Webstream Dynamics and five-star story views. He is our resident digital expert. And John, how are you?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to run this thing by you. This is something that I saw from the Federal Trade Commission, and it deals with an organization called National Floors Direct, which I have to admit I've never heard of before. And there was there evidently a complaint, and this was something that I guess was enforcing the Consumer Review Fairness Act. And it appears that National Floors Direct, in their contract with customers, restricted, they had sort of a gag clause, it was called, that prevented their customers from posting honest but negative reviews, and the FTC ruled against that, said that that's not something that is going to happen anymore. Are you familiar with this?
I only know about, you know, because it was on the internet. It's on the internet, and it's on, you know, it ended up on one of the news feeds and everything, and you can go to the Federal Registry of the United States Government in their Daily Journal, and it's all on there. The documents are all there and everything, and the dates, the complaints that were filed and everything, and you can read it all, and, you know, it talks about the customer. They expected, want all customers to be 100% satisfied and their reputation very seriously, and then that they had them sign some kind of agreement, which is all documented. It's all on there. And the complaint to the Federal Trade Commission, which I'm reading right here, the Federal Trade Commission has reason to believe National Floors Direct has violated the Consumer Review Fairness Act of 2016. Between approximately July 2016 and April 2018, NFD, with National Floors Direct, used in its form contracts offered to thousands of customers in the course of selling goods, states, Rhode Island, blah, 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 the following provision, and then it talks about the provision of not publicly disparage or deflame, these are the words right in it, National Floors Direct, in any way or through any medium.
Are you familiar with this organization, National Floors Direct?
No, it says they're out of Massachusetts, so that's all I know, Braintree, Massachusetts.
And it said
they've
this
been
thing.
Around, I think they've been around a long time.
It said that this was offered to thousands of consumers.
Yeah, I'm reading. That's what I'm saying. I'm reading right from the Federal Trade Commission.
Yeah, but this was in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire.
And, well, they have multiple locations.
Have you ever seen or talked to any retailers who were asked, who had agreed not to do this? Or they probably weren't aware that they did agree to it. But have you ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah, I've heard of it, not in flooring, but yeah, I've heard of it where companies have been, the same type of thing by the Federal Trade Commission, caught with telling customers you can't do this. I mean, on the other side of it, you have customers who have left negative reviews and gotten contact by and I'm not saying flooring. I'm saying, and been contacted by the lawyers for the business that they left a negative review, contacted by them saying, you know, we're suing you for leaving a bad review about us, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, they've tried scare tactics, is my point, and everything that, you know, and they don't, and, you know, Consumer Fair Review Fairness Act of 2016 says that they have the public has the right to leave negative, you know, any type of comments about your products and services they've used.
Well,
online or,
yeah,
or whatever.
For freedom of speech. I don't know what kind of company this is, but I get the impression that this is a direct sale, or they go to the home. It's an in-home sales organization.
Yeah, right? Shop at home.
Is that the impression that you get?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I Googled just now, I Googled National Floors Direct, and there's with multiple store locations, and it says shop at home.
I see.
So I don't know. I don't know anything about them, but...
But anyway, if any floor covering retailer out there has the idea that they want to restrict people from negative reviews, it's probably not a good idea.
Well, I mean, everybody cringes at it, retailer-wise. They all cringe at it. Some like, hey, I don't want to get on, you know, offer. I don't, this is where the review programs come in. I don't want to get on a review program where I'm asking my customers for reviews because they'll leave negative. You know, the only ones we'll get are negative, but that's really not the case. I mean, if, you know, we all know it's flooring. There's mistakes made. If you correct the mistakes and ask the people, hey, we're sorry, let's go correct the mistakes, and you put that in your review when you reply to them, which is out public, people understand that. They don't expect you to be perfect. What they do expect is when something does go wrong, you took care of it, and you made it right.
Exactly right, exactly.
You know,
right.
That's where why do they buy from Walmart, Home Depot, things like that, which drives me nuts? Because you can return it, no questions asked. You know? So they're like, hey, even if I make a mistake, I can return it. And I've seen it standing in line for return that I really had a legitimate reason to return, where somebody else is returning something you can tell they've used for several months, and they return it, no questions asked. I mean, so they think with flooring the same, but they want to know, they want to be reassured that that flooring retailer, that small business, is going to take care of me. And when if there is a problem, they'll be there to take care of it.
I hear you, John. John, thanks for talking with us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We've been talking with John Simonson. He is the president of Webstream Dynamics and 5-star store reviews. And this is Floor Radio.